Benim şu an kimi ona? Şu an in kadmoniyon.
Shulchan Aruch Siman Lamed Bet. Halacha writes that when it comes to tefillin and mezuzot, the parashiyot have to be written kesedran. Kesedran means in the order that they are written in the Torah. For example, in tefillin, you write first the parashah Kadesh Likol Bechor, then the parashah Vayakev Yecha, the parashah Shema, and then the parashah of Vayayim Shamoah. Because that's the way it's written in the Torah. So Sofer has to be careful that not only that he gets the parashiyot right, but he has to write them in the proper order. If the parashiyot are written out of order, for example, he writes parashah 2, 3, 4, and then he writes parashah number 1, so he batted out of order, he wrote out of order, those parashiyot are pesulot v'tefilin. What is the solution in such a case? Since he wrote parashiyot 2, 3, and 4, if he can find from another sofer that wrote parashah number 1 before he wrote parashiyot number 2, 3, and 4, which means you have a sofer that wrote on a different klaf many months before, whatever it is, parashah number 1, he can mitztaref that parashah with these parashiyot, so at least they were written in the proper order. If not, they're going to be pesulot. Not only that, the dilemma comes about that when the sofer is writing, for example, tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, in the writing of it, it's written as follows. Kadesh li kol bechor, v'haya kebiyacha, v'haya im shamawa, shema. Now if the sofer is going to write it in that order, it's out of order. Because he's putting the parashah of v'hayayim shamawa before the parashah of Shema. That's the way it looks on the klaf. So the poskim say that the sofrim, when they write Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, they write it as follows. They write parashat kadesh li kol bechor on the klaf. Then right next to it, they write parashah v'hayakiviyacha. They leave a blank space. They go to the end of the klaf and write parashat Shema. Then they go back to the blank space and fill in parashat v'hayayim in order to make sure that the parashiyot at least are written kisedran. So again, they would write Shema, Vayakiviyacha, leave the space open for Vayayim Shamoa, write the Shema, and then go back to Vayayim Shamoa. Regarding Tefillin Shel Yad before Tefillin Shel Rosh, so the Mahlokra Poskim, which one should the Sofer do first? So according to Maran and the Da'at of the Ramah, in Resh and Lamed Bet, it seems is that they should do the Shel Yad before the Rosh. But the Arizal held that you should do the Rosh before the Yad. And that's the custom of the Sufrim that follow the Benu Ari. They make the Rosh first, and then they do. But there's no Kepeda in that. That already you can do whatever you want. Either you have Maran that does the Yad first, or that Arizal that does the Rosh. That's not going to make a problem of Shiloka Sidran. But the Gemara writing the Parashiyot, since the pasuk says vehayu, the Gemara learns vehavayatan yehu, it have to be in its way, meaning the way that it was written in the Torah.